Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the president, CEO, and second generation leader of Bottom Line Publications. They're twice weekly outstanding publication, Bottom Line Personal, and the also their all of their yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook and the Health Book and all the others. It's just an amazing organization. I love their work, and she's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. I like to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, Sarah, one of the things you've got on your mind today are some new ways to pay for things online.
I love this. Hello,
Sarah. You're muffled a little bit. Can you?
I'm on just the landline.
Okay.
Is that better? No?
How's that sound, Matt? Yeah, I don't know what we've lost you. The
dial back in.
Yeah, dial her back. Let's see what's happened, folks. The one of the things we're going to talk about today with Sarah, she'll be back with us in about a half a minute. We're going to talk about virtual credit cards. How do you use them online? Virtual credit cards. How about that? So somebody can't reuse them. I've always worried about this. I don't like giving credit cards over the phone, for example. I'm worried about putting them you've got all these security systems, but my daughter's credit card just got hacked the other day. Now, how did that happen? But if you have virtual card numbers, especially for online payments, I wonder if that could make a difference, and that's what Sarah's talking about. Another thing that she and I are going to talk about when she comes back is homeowners insurance. Do you know all the things your homeowners insurance will pay for? One of the things that people don't realize is that you're probably getting more coverage for things that you didn't know, but you might need, and less coverage for other things. For example, you may have way more coverage. You might have $2,000 for outbuildings, like a shed or a garage out back, but you don't have one of those. But then you might have less than that for something that you do have, like furs or jewelry. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We got Sarah back. Sarah, thanks for being back, for hanging in there with us.
Technology is a fascinating thing.
I know. We love technology until it doesn't work, right? Virtual credit cards.
No kidding. I love this. So, privacy is a very big issue right now. Everybody's afraid of having their identity stolen. Everybody's afraid that...
My daughter, I was just telling them, my daughter's, one of her cards just got hacked.
Yeah, and it happens regularly, right? And the credit card companies are totally on it in a way they've never been before. But this is a bunch of young guys who started a company called Privacy.com. And it literally is a virtual credit card. So you sign up at Privacy.com, and then they give you a number that you can either use on an ongoing basis, or they can give you one, just what they call it, a burner card, for one-time use.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes you go to a website you never heard of them before?
Yep.
You go to Amazon, you kind of trust it, right? But there are sites that you want to buy something from, and you never heard of it, not sure you want to use it again. You can get a one-time use card. They'll give you a number, and then you can use it. You don't have to worry about them tracking that card or someone stealing it and having it come back to you. Really cool.
Now, are they providing you with a number to overlay an Amex card, or is this their own credit card they're offering?
Here's the one downside of it. It actually seems to function like a debit card, so it connects to your bank account.
Ah.
Now, in general, Bottom Line recommend that you use credit cards, not debit cards, because a debit card, you don't have quite the same protection
as you do
with a credit card, and the money comes straight out of your account. So that if there is a problem, then you have a little bit harder time. Now your money's out of your account. The money will come back eventually, except that you just had to pay your mortgage bill and
right.
it just bounced, right?
You know, PayPal used to have a service like this, And I had it. I used it, and I liked it because every time I bought something through that system, it was a new card, a new number, right?
But
it was a MasterCard. The vendor thought it was a MasterCard.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the vendor thinks that it's a Visa card or MasterCard, whatever it is. And then you can get actually multiple kinds. You can get these one-time use. You can get a regular standing card.
Right.
This is a little bit diabolical. You know there's it's still forbid when they hit your card every month, an automatic renewal service, right? Which is fine. A lot of people like that, automatic tips and automatic renewals on all sorts of stuff. But if you're not sure if you want to go on forever, then they have something called a subscription service, and you can get a card number that only lasts for some certain period of time. And then the company will have to contact you
I would use a card like this, especially if it was a vendor I didn't know.
Sometimes
you have to buy from little bitty groups or somebody you don't know. This is when I would use. That's what I did when I had the PayPal account. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah, my husband just did it.
BottomLinePublishing.com?
BottomLineInc.com.
BottomLineInc.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.